Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the preview of next week's 5th WordPress Dev Camp. So we're rolling along. We're going to wind up this year with, I think, a really fun developer camp that is going to be happening online all next week. And so this preview is to kind of give everybody a taste of what we're going to talk about, give you some prep work. And because we're going to be doing some interactive things, not only will there be, I know, homework assignments this dev camp, but it may be beneficial for lots of people to have like pre-built test sites. And so we're going to talk about all of that stuff here in just a moment. So let me unveil to you all the schedule for the dev camp. And the schedule goes like this. On Monday, and again, this starts this upcoming Monday, and every day is at 1 p.m. So on Monday, we're going to be dealing with theme stuff, all sorts of theme-related events, and I'll go into further details in just a moment. Then on Tuesday, it's the loopy day. The loop is essential to understanding, managing, customizing, extending WordPress. Basically, if you were to say what is the heartblood or the heartbeat of WordPress, it would be the loop. It's how we get stuff out of the database. It's how we display things. It's how we actually handle interaction that our clients or the visitors to our website want to participate in. Wednesday is SEO work. What good is building a site for yourself or a client if nobody ever finds it? So we'll be dealing with that as well. And remember, our chat room right now is over at wpstudio.com/chat. If you have any questions, especially when I dive deeper into each one of these days, let me know there in the chat room. I'm following that as well. So Thursday is our security work. And not only do we have SEO work on Wednesday, which is vital to make it known about your site, we got to make sure we protect our site. And whether it's just for yourself, whether you're building a site for your own hobby projects, or whether you are diving in and building sites for clients, security is an essential part of being a developer with WordPress as your platform. And then Friday, it's something that we haven't done in a number of developer courses, and that is the optimization work. So before we dive, I open it up to questions, let me dive into each one of these days. And again, remember, each one of these days, I've decided to make it super easy and simply just say every day starts at 1. So in other dev camps, we've done one at 9 a.m., one at 6 p.m., you know, we're going to make it super easy. So on Monday, there are three things most people are going to walk away with after this day. Yes, we are going to be working with the Voce theme, but we are not focusing specific for the Voce theme. So we're going to spend a bit of time on template hierarchy. This is something that no matter what theme you use, or whether you use a page builder as your primary method of displaying content, template hierarchy is a must build, and must understand. And part of this revolves around the idea that WordPress is a content management system. We are setting up systems so that we don't always know exactly where on a site a visitor to our site is going to visit. You know, they might mess around with the URL. They might click on links and find different paths to different locations. We need, part of template hierarchy is knowing how to style, design, and deliver content regardless of what area of the site a visitor finds themselves in. And that also means we need to spend a bit of time understanding the future version or the future of sidebars, widgets, menus, aka what's going to happen with blocks. So Yes, we are going to work with the classic editor. Yes, we are going to work with the block editor because we need to understand both. The amazing thing is most developers in a recent survey, and I don't know if the survey's been released yet, but I was talking to a few people who were working with the survey. And again, maybe it's because I haven't had enough coffee, but I don't remember which group it was, but I will during the dev camp. They found that anybody working with clients, it's almost 90% of the clients still are using the classic editor. So if the client has to do anything, and part of this deals with a lot of client work have built custom post types with custom entry fields, whether you're dealing with pods or advanced custom fields or Metabox or some other solution or even custom backend entry, data entry. The block editor does not work for simple data entry into custom solutions. It works for blogging. That's great. But not everybody who builds sites for clients needs blogging. So we're going to actually talk about what that means, especially with theme work. And then in that, we're going to start to get our feet wet with action hooks and filters. So later on this weekend, there will be an email that goes out that talks about Monday, and it will give you three or four things that is recommended that you have installed on your test site. So I will have a little video that goes out probably Saturday or Sunday morning so that you can watch this little 5 minute, 10 minute to see how I'm going to set it up. And then that should give you a good 24 hours to set up your own one so that when Monday 1 p.m. rolls around, if you want, you can be looking on your own computer and work alongside with me. One of the requests from prior was we could do some dev by Wayne. And this dev, try this out. All right, so Tuesday, I'm gonna introduce you to a new plugin as well. So Loopwork, as I already mentioned, is all about getting information out of the database in a manner at which that we're requesting and getting exactly what we want. So we've got to understand queries. We will also briefly talk about REST API, what that means, is it useful for most of us building client sites, and what does that mean? But we will be using and demonstrating how, once we understand queries, we can dive into Loop Studio. And I'm also going to introduce to you, really, I like this plugin a lot, but most people don't know about it. Sometimes I like to think, if I had built the next version of Loop Studio, it would operate like Conductor. And so we're going to play around with that. And it's actually in the GPL share box. But whether if you feel comfortable with queries, fine, you can dive into that. But I might wait till Tuesday, and I think it'll be a lot of fun working with Conductor. So the other thing, the same way as where on Sunday I'm going to release a video, a short little video shows you how I've set up the site for Monday. On Monday, I'm going to release another video that says, this is how I set up the site for Tuesday. And I will give you the links to the plugins, the tools. I will also have an export out of default content so you can import the content, the same content that I'm going to be working with during the dev camp, into your site, into your test site, so that when Tuesday at 1 p.m. rolls around, you can be having the exact same setup as I am. Again, the whole concept is I want you guys to feel comfortable doing the work alongside me, that there won't have to be I missed that, or how did I do this? This will also work perfectly for doing replays of events, or a few weeks after this, maybe you can't attend the dev camp right now, but you'll attend it or you'll watch it on replay. You will have all the tutorials of how to set up, prep, and then do it. So, and that information will go out on Monday for the Tuesday event. And then Wednesday, we're going to dive into the fundamentals of WordPress SEO. I don't know how many of you realize that Google actually pushed out another brand new algorithm that started changing what it's looking for. It kind of went under the radar for a lot of web developers, but there's a big shift in what it's looking for, and there's a lot more natural language stuff, and we are going to dive into that. And we're going to use SEO Studio to at least look at, if you do X, Y, and Z, you can get positive results. And then, with the whole world in WordPress revolving around basically a battle between page builders, comprehensive themes, the block editor system, basically having a deconstructed site being put together dynamically by the database, where do all these puzzle pieces fit for SEO? Do I need to put SEO in one area? Well, what about, how do I handle SEO with page builders? Or how do I handle SEO when I'm working in a block editor block? Are there things that we can do to kind of make the search robots understand our site better? So that's one of the new unique ways I'm hoping to approach I am approaching the SEO work section. And I haven't run into anybody else who's talking about the puzzle pieces of WordPress. Because right now, over the past 2 years, I have started to see the deconstruction of WordPress. Not a bad thing, but you know, you're like, if any of you watch these chef cooking shows, and one of the big things that chefs like to do are certain types of desserts. They call them a deconstructed deconstructed food, or a deconstructed salad is simply the tomatoes and the cucumbers and the lettuce uncut. Everything is separate. So I actually am viewing from a 10,000 foot view, we're seeing a deconstructed WordPress, that not everything is unified. And so where does that leave us with SEO work? And we will dive into that during this Wednesday. And again, Tuesday night, a video will go out, information about how to set up your site. There will actually be an export out of SEO Studio so that you can import a whole bunch of settings I have preset up for our dev camp. Then we come to Thursday, locking down WordPress. And we're going to go through the process. We're going to lock down WordPress. We're also going to dive into some third-party, you know, outside WordPress tools, everything from DNS things to firewalls to management of security, you know, outside solutions, as well as really utilizing Security Studio and Backup Studio to provide the baseline for any type of protection and peace of mind package you might offer to clients. So that finally we roll around to Friday, where we are doing, it's been a long time since we've done a focus on this during a developer camp. The steps to a faster WordPress site. Not only what you need to do, but how to do it. Everything from image optimization to speed to enqueuing scripts in the proper order and location. All of these things are steps to a faster SEO site. And we will also be having preparing the final launch steps for a client. And I believe we should have enough time to have a Q&A that kind of, as people are asked some questions, or I'm processing the questions you've sent in during the course of this whole week next week, I will also be unveiling my latest update to the top tools for WordPress. Most of these are plugins. There's a few extra tools that are non-WordPress, but it's the top tools look. What to do if you need a slider, what to do if you need a testimonial area, what to do if you need custom post types, what to do, all these type of answers to or solutions to problems that happen with WordPress and client work. So, reminder here, every day, Monday through Friday, next week, we start at 1 p.m. And as I said, it'd be helpful to already have specific plugins installed on a test site. If you want to do the test site, you don't have to do that. I will be sending out updates the day before for the next day so that you have plenty of time. This way you can also continue to do your work for your own clients. And then there will be homework projects because each one of these days, I have picked out a kernel of a nugget of truth or a nugget of skill that I'm going to give you a assignment to see if you can build it on your test site or do it for yourself. That way we can come back together the next day and spend the first 5-10 minutes of the next session checking in on how did it go for people. Were you able to do it? Where did you find the blocks? Because that may also open the door for us to do continued training after the dev camp. Because if it comes back that everybody's like, all right, I know you said you wanted us to be able to order in the proper way the different scripts so that a certain script loaded before the other. When I went to do that, no matter what I did with the WP and Q scripts, I couldn't get the order to go right. Well, if that happens, great. We will correct it there. But then we might do a full-blown webinar on order processing of scripts. Hopefully the little homework assignments for those of you who choose to chase the little rabbit trail each night, it will not only benefit you, but also benefit the community as we can get some focused training on there. The other thing is, I purposely put it all at 1 p.m. the same day so that I hope it should help you plan your day so that you don't have to just abandon all your clients all week if you plan to attend the whole dev camp. So that now you know that, okay, I can work on my client work all morning and in the evening or at late afternoon if I need to. But this way you can work around it and you can set up a regular schedule for your week. So that is going to be the fifth WordPress Dev Camp. You'll notice that there are some key areas that are not in this year's Dev Camp, like setting up WordPress, going through the WP config file. I feel we've done that enough, and we have enough recordings so that if you've never been through a Dev Camp or it's been a really long time, tomorrow I'm going to be sending out an email to the whole community for a Friday email that talks about, okay, these are areas, these are sections in this dev camp that I'm not covering. So if you want to know about the WP config file, I will give you the links to past dev camp videos so that you can catch up with it over the weekend. So there's a lot of stuff. We're not going to be dealing with extending WordPress, and we've always done that during most dev camps. We just don't have enough time. And so I wanted to focus on these key areas. The theme, SEO, the query, security, and optimization. The five kind of pillars going forward that every developer needs to really harness. Because everything else beyond that, we can pick up and we can, you know, manipulate, we can use tools for it, but these five areas, optimization, security, SEO work, loop work, and theme work, that's what sets you apart from just somebody who would assemble an already created theme. So I hope you're excited about next week. Also, I believe by tomorrow night, it may be into the weekend, most of the updated schedule is coming that will take us out through March. I've gotten some great feedback from a number of you about upcoming trainings that you'd love to see. I'm incorporating that in the next 3 months of events. And so that should roll out as well, which will be on the website as well as the calendar. If you have any questions about the Dev Camp or you're not sure if it's okay to miss a day or two, you can definitely ask me. I would say because everything is recorded, you can pick and choose which times are the times that you feel, hey, that's I'll be there for that, but I'm going to have to miss this or I'll catch up on it. Nothing, because each day kind of starts with, not a fresh, but a default site, you won't miss anything if you catch up on replays later. So that's another thing I'm doing slightly different. Each day does not build on each themselves. Each of the sections, theme work, loop work, SEO work, security work, and optimization are all basically independent days to hopefully make it easier for people working as full-time freelance developers to balance your time. So, again, any questions, go ahead and email me. I hope you're excited. We start on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and over the weekend, you'll probably be receiving a few emails and video links to help get you started. I hope you have a great rest of the Thursday, everybody, and see you all in Slack. Take care.